There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Clock is ticking away. What have the Browns done today? Most recently, they released Quentin Jefferson. Earlier in the day, it was announced. The team hasn't announced either one of these yet, have they? Za'Darius Smith and a 2026 seventh round pick to the Lions for a 2025 fifth and sixth round pick. That's what the Browns have done today. There have been a couple things going on. Marshawn Lattimore, did that get done deal? Was that?
Yeah, multiple reports. Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback for the New Orleans Saints, is heading to the Washington Commanders. According to Ian Rappaport, it is a third rounder and more. So they don't totally all of it, but a third rounder and more for Marshawn Lattimore.
Okay, interesting.
Glenville, Ohio State. Yeah.
Local guy. Commanders had been in the market for corners, Andy. That was the buzz. Mm-hmm. And Greg Newsom, there was some connecting of the dots, Greg Newsom to the Commanders. I would think this means that that's not the case anymore. And I hope it means that Greg Newsom is definitely here to stay.
Feels that way, doesn't it? I hope so.
I like Greg.
I hope that eliminates the possibility of that. Let's do this. Let's play a little NFL rapid fire. Here's Dan Menigan. With our election results, here's Dan Menigan. By the way, can I just say this as a point of reference? I should probably say this earlier.
Please.
The best guys to do, best guys and gals to do election coverage on television, Jeff, should be who?
Sports guys.
Why?
Because we wing it and we give scores.
And we read scores. So I laugh every time the hardened news anchor steps up. And in the 17th regional district, so-and-so, 34%, the other one, 27%. Results just coming in. Let's go to the highlights now. Then you throw it out to a live shot. Oh, there
it is. Here's Estelle walking into booth number 7.
Oh, check that out.
All right, let's begin with...
We're irritating him.
I
got nothing to add.
I put this whole thing together, and Andy's talking about...
Election results.
I got nothing to add. It's a don't get fired day. We're going to behave ourselves to the best of our abilities.
I'll be.
Jeff Phelps hates kittens. Don't vote for him.
All right. We're going to do the most arbitrary thing that you could possibly do on a topic like this.
All right, good.
This weekend, we had two unbelievable plays.
Okay.
One of them being the Garrett Wilson catch on Thursday Night Football.
Really good.
Which was still unreal.
Looked like Jordan.
Holy mackerel. The second one, the Saquon Barkley 180 hurdle.
What was that? That was ridiculous.
Just insanity what's there. So give me your favorite and why.
It was Saquon because I've not seen that before. The wide receivers are very talented in the NFL. Don't take this the wrong way. This is going to sound terrible. If you're a wide receiver in the NFL, and that catch was by Garrett was stunning. Okay, that was really good. But a lot is made about when a guy catches the ball with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ball's coming at you. You're a wide receiver. you can put up one hand, stop the ball, and bring it down. To me, that's not as stunning as it is to some people. But that catch by Garrett Wilson was really pretty good because his body was way out of position and everything else. He did a great job extending to get that ball. But overall, the one-handed catch in the NFL, I think, is slightly overrated. But the Saquon Barkley move, as if the first little move wasn't good enough, because he spun away from a guy, put a great spin move on somebody, and then all of a sudden he just jumps straight up with his back to the tackler and avoids the tackler. That I've never seen before. That one was stunning. So I'll go with Saquon's.
The thing about Wilson's catch is you see guys do that catch off jugs machines all the time.
Well, guys practice that, yeah.
They do. That's right. I don't know, and I'm not. I would never go against a buck either, but I am in this case.
I would never do that, but I am here.
Like, I just don't get it.
Oh, it's not
it.
Personal. Both are unbelievable. Yeah.
They're both great plays. Here. Come on.
I just don't know what possessed Barkley with his back to the play
to jump
upside the wrong way. Not upside down, but
it's really
backwards.
Cool.
And then...
That guy's really good, man.
What if he would have jumped forward? Like, I don't... it's
he
crazy.
He didn't.
Unbelievable. Josina Anderson with a little bit more information on this from what she is hearing. The Saints, Marshawn Lattimore, and a fifth for a third, fourth, and sixth.
Wow.
Is okay. Going to be the Marshawn Lattimore trade. Right. So, real interesting stuff going on there. We'll keep you updated on any other moves that come down.
That's some significance on that. You know, you get a third and some other picks there. That's significant. And he goes to a red-hot team.
Yep, that's being confirmed by multiple other reports. All right, we asked Mike Florio about how the league is starting to separate itself and how we got eight different teams sitting at two wins right now.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's the case?
That's a really good question.
It happens every so often.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know what I think it is that I just think there's a bigger divide than there was, and I guess I'm not really sure why. I think it all goes back to quarterback play, ultimately.
Interesting.
I think that's it. I just don't think quarterback play throughout the league is quite as good as it once was. And, for instance, Mike Florio has his power rankings. We had Mike on earlier. And I'm going to go up from the bottom. This might be telling.
Mm-hmm.
He has the Saints as dead last. Well, Derek Carr was injured, and then people have been complaining about Derek Carr. Panthers are at 31. Bryce Young's been hurt, and Andy Dalton is Andy. 30th, Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, and the Patriots. Then the Titans, who have Will Levis has fallen off the planet. The Raiders, Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. I mean, those guys haven't lit it up, unfortunately. Daniel Jones has not been real good with the Giants. They're 27th. Trevor Lawrence hasn't been good. The Jags. So I like my answer even more now as I'm counting up from the bottom. Dolphins, Tua's been out, are 25th. Browns are 24th. First time you get to a team that has a pretty legit quarterback, it's the Cowboys at 23 with Dak, and now he's out.
He's heading to IR.
He's heading that way. Yeah, he's out now. So I think it's quarterback play. The teams without quarterbacks have two wins. I mean, go look at it. That's a fact. It's interesting.
In the AFC, every division has a two-loss team. And, you know, the East has Miami and New England. And then, it's us in the North. And it's the Titans and Jaguars in the South. And the Raiders in the West. It makes me yearn to think one day, maybe the AFC North can be down so that if the Browns aren't good, they could still compete. Like, wouldn't it be nice to be in the NFC West right now? Where the Seahawks are in last place with just four wins. If we were 4-5 and we were a game behind first place in Arizona, who's 5-4, we'd be like, okay, there's still hope. Maybe we might even be buyers right now, saying, well, we were going through injury, we were doing this or doing that. I just don't ever see a year where the AFC North is down. Who thought the Steelers would be 6-2 right now?
You and me.
Yeah, sort of.
They rarely stink.
It's like Thanos, man. It's just inevitable.
Yep, they are,
man. They're just inevitable.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way that all this stuff ends up rolling. So,
God, I hate and respect the Steelers at the same time. It sucks.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's it. It's a truthful statement.
And though I can't stand them.
It's like the best compliment I could ever give a team.
Andy, yeah. And though I can't stand them, the Ravens organization as well. Can't stand them.
How did we make them look so silly 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. Wasn't that
because
something?
Because their defense is that good.
As funny as it sounds, it's back to what my grandfather told me a long time ago.
You know, Danny,
every time you play the schedule game, there's always one game that you're supposed to lose that you win.
That's right,
and there's
Danny.
One game that you're supposed to win that you lose.
Yes.
And that one feels like the game that you were supposed to lose that you won.
Yeah. And vice versa for Baltimore.
And vice versa for Baltimore.
And pass me by vodka and some cheese curds.
Beer. He's a Miller guy.
Sorry.
High life the whole way. Man does it straight. A little Crown Royal every so often, but high life the whole
son,
way.
Vodka, son, why are you mixing with your cheese curds with ranch? Thousand Island. That's the way we do it here in the what's it?
Keep
the
going,
Wonderland or the Cheeseland?
I bring it up because I always remember him telling me, going, what are you talking about? And as life has gone on, it's turned out to be the true statement.
So what happens then? So the Browns are good for a win against Kansas City?
Yeah. Right. It's one of those that might
somebody's
be on the
gonna
table.
Somebody's going to beat him.
Might as well.
It was almost Baker.
If the Browns beat them, would that make their season?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But the Chiefs are interesting you bring that up because they keep finding ways to win games.
Because they're a good team.
Games it's the defense that are able to pull it together and get them a win there as the offense sputters a little bit. And then in a game like yesterday, it kind of was the offense and Patrick Mahomes just pulling a rabbit out of the hat and making this thing work. Is it just that simple? Or is there, like, are they just another one that's just, this is inevitable? Patrick Mahomes is inevitable.
Patrick can flat out play. It was scary, though, when he was helped off the field by the training staff because of his ankle. They're really all-around good football team. I knew DeAndre Hopkins would be a really nice fit there. I thought he'd be terrific. Sometimes the guys in their 30s, especially receivers working with smart quarterbacks, really it clicks. And that was just game number two. It clicked. I think he's going to be really good for them. They're going to get Juju back. All of a sudden, Juju might be a real nice number two there. You've got Xavier Worthy. Next year, you have Rashee Rice. I mean, they're primed for the future as well. And you're getting Isaiah Pacheco back. They have some talent. Mahomes can flat out play. I love it when he just kind of flicks the ball downfield.
All right, what else you got?
Other thing that I will, that we can end with, first and foremost, off the conversation of yesterday, apparently a soccer player was killed by a lightning strike in Peru.
What?
Going off of our conversation yesterday.
Yeah, so much for the 90%, yeah. Andy.
He was in the 10%.
He was in the 10%, poor guy. Poor guy.
Was he playing at the time or no?
I just got a push notification that says, from ESPN, lightning strike kills 34-year-old player, injures four others during good soccer Lord. Match in Peru.
Sorry.
That is tragic.
Yeah, that is tragic. We can end with this one. What do you do the Commanders are sitting there at 7-2.
Yep.
It's them and the Lions for the two best records in the NFC.
Okay.
Just the way that we all drew it up.
Yeah.
We've seen the Commanders up close. We've seen what they will do. Is this legit like a Super Bowl team coming out of nowhere that can do this? Or are we waiting for the bottom to drop out a little bit with this Commanders team?
I'm waiting for the bottom to sink a little bit. I don't think it's going to drop out. They have some real nice talent in their defense. Remember they traded away their key defensive guys last year? Remember that? That was bad.
Was it, though? Look where they are now.
Well, I think Dan Quinn is a good coach. And I Dan Quinn waited for the right opportunity to come along to become a head coach. New ownership there, new attitude, Jaden Daniels. You've got a lot of key things in place. I can see them winning 11 games, maybe 12.
They still don't. They have the Ravens on their schedule, don't they? No, they don't. They just have us, the Bengals, and the Steelers. Don't. Yep. No, do they have the Steelers? I can't even see. No. Nope. Yeah, and the Steelers. Yeah. Somehow they got lucky and they got out of. Not having to play the Ravens. Interesting.
Diana Rossini reporting teams are still waiting to see what the Giants do when it comes to Azeez Ojulari. New York is looking for a high fifth-round pick, late fourth-round pick, per sources. If the Giants decide to keep him, Ojulari will become a free agent at the end of the season. That is according to The Athletic's Diana Rossini. For a guy who's interesting.
Okay. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. That's the NFL trade deadline. Anything happens, you know you're locked into 92.3 The Fan, and you will get the info right away, especially when it comes to the Browns. Again, two moves for the Browns today. Quentin Jefferson getting released and Za'Darius Smith sent to the Lions. More after this.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.